This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Local level by-elections conclude peacefully. Vote counting underway from yesterday. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli embarking on official visit to China today. Prime Minister Oli set to hold bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Xiang. And UN suspends aid deliveries through main Gaza crossing. Now the news in detail. Voting for the local level by-elections concluded peacefully yesterday. Election Commission spokesperson Nita Pokhrel Arial confirmed that voting started at 7 a.m. and ended at 5 p.m. The vote counting was started from yesterday itself and is underway. According to the latest report, Nepali Congress has won 13 seats, CPN-UML 5 seats, Maoists 4 seats, People's Socialist Party 2 seats. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist, Nepal Workers' Peasants Party, National Independent Party and an independent candidate have won 1 seat each. The by-elections were held for 41 posts including 1 mayor, 2 deputy mayors, 2 rural municipality chairs, 4 rural municipality deputy chairs and 33 ward chairs across local levels. A total of 376 candidates are competing for the post. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is embarking on an official visit to China today at the invitation of Chinese Premier Li Xiang. Ministry of Foreign Affairs says during the visit, Prime Minister Oli is set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister Oli will also hold a bilateral meeting with Premier Li to discuss matters of mutual interest. Additionally, the Prime Minister will meet Zhao Lezi, Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China. As part of the visit, Prime Minister Oli will deliver a keynote address at Peking University. Furthermore, the Prime Minister will also address the Nepal-China Business Forum, which will be jointly organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade, and the Federation of Nepali Chambers of Commerce and Industry. The Prime Minister's delegation will include the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arju Rana Deoba, the Prime Minister's Chief Advisor, Bishnu Prasad Rimal, the Prime Minister's Economic and Development Advisor, Yuvaraj Khatiwada, members of Parliament, senior government officials, representatives from the private sectors and journalists. Prime Minister Oli and his delegation will return to Kathmandu on December 5th. 5 workers were killed after a wall supporting an under-construction suspension bridge in Rolpak collapsed yesterday. According to the police chief for the Lumbini province, DSP Kuber Katayat, the workers were buried under the collapsed wall while working on the bridge construction at Sunchahari Rural Municipality 3 in the district. The deceased have been identified as 45-year-old Duzaman Pariyar, 31-year-old Om Pariyar, 40-year-old Subitra Pariyar, 27-year-old Aiti Pariyar and 66-year-old Devi Ram Pariyar. The government has approved a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, regarding the development plans with China for the period of 2025 to 2029. During a cabinet meeting held on yesterday evening at the official residence of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in Balwatar, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung announced the decision. According to Minister Gurung, the government also approved an MOU related to implementing a Chinese language development program in Nepal and authorized the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to sign the agreement and implement it. Additionally, the Cabinet approved the MOU between Nepal Television, Radio Nepal and the China Media Group delegating authority to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to sign the agreement. The Cabinet also extended thanks to all parties for making the local level by-elections peaceful and successful and wished success for the Prime Minister's upcoming visit to the People's Republic of China. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari is in New Delhi to participate in the formal program of the Partnership Summit 2024. Organized by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry of India, the summit is taking place on December 2nd and 3rd in the Indian capital. Minister Bhandari is participating in the summit at the invitation of India's Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal. Minister Bhandari's private secretary Anand Bhatta said the partnership summit will deliberate along the seven broad tracks of trade, future of industrialization, sustainability and climate action, technology and innovation, geoeconomic framework and inclusion. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung says the government is working hard for political stability and strengthening federalism. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung claimed that the current government is advancing by keeping politics on track. Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, added that the coalition government is effortful to bring legal and institutional reforms in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India zani, mommy China zani. Dubai zana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज President Ramchandra Podal administered the oath of office in secrecy to newly appointed ambassadors to four various countries amidst a special ceremony organized at the office of the President yesterday. Ambassador to the USA Lok Darshan Regmi, Ambassador to Germany Dr. Sahil Rupakethi, Ambassador to Saudi Arabia Dr. Naresh Bikram Thakal and Ambassador to Australia Chitralekha Yadav took oath before the President on the occasion. Nepal welcomed over 1 million foreign tourists in the past 11 months of this year. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, 1,055,500 foreign tourists visited Nepal between January and November this year. All of them arrived in Nepal by flight. However, the data shows that it is challenging to meet the target of welcoming 1,315,000 tourists this year. The Tourism Board expects that around 70,000 foreign tourists visit Nepal in the remaining 1 month of this year. Despite the challenges, Nepal's tourism recovery rate is remarkable, standing at 96%, according to the data from the United Nations World Tourism Organization for the Asia-Pacific region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The UN agency providing aid to Palestinians has said it is suspending deliveries through the main crossing between Israel and Gaza because of security concerns. The BBC quoted Philip Lazzarini, the head of United Nations Relief and Work Agency, UNRWA, as saying two recent convoys had been looted by armed gangs near the Kerem Shalom crossing and has called on Israel to maintain law and order. Israel has previously said that it facilitates the passage of aid into Gaza and accused Hamas of hijacking and stealing deliveries. Kerem Shalom is the main route for delivering aid to more than 2 million people in Gaza, which the UN has warned is on the brink of famine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali province. At present, there is an average influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Local level by-elections conclude peacefully, vote counting underway from yesterday. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli embarking on official visit to China today. Prime Minister Oli set to hold bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Shang. And UN suspends aid deliveries through main Gaza crossing. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.